Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennetts Green.
Computers, the internet. We know that they're becoming more and more prevalent in our lives, and more older Australians are embracing it. They're being called the Silver Surfers, and it's great to have a chat this morning to Nan Bosler, President of the Australian Seniors Computer Clubs Association. Nan, good morning. One of the things that I hear from some older residents, they go, I'm too old to use a computer. I don't know how to learn. What do you say to that?
My reaction to that is rubbish. Age has nothing to do with it.
And you hear that every now and then, I would imagine?
Every now and again. But when a senior can find a non-threatening, friendly environment where they can learn from their peers and learn at their own pace, they're going to succeed.
Well, that's true. And I've spoken to a few relatives, older relatives, and I've said to them, why are you so scared of computers? And they've got a belief that at the press of one button, they can erase the computer or they can totally destroy the computer. And when you sit down and you go, you know, you really can't, they start to feel a little bit more comfortable. Do you hear that as well?
I do hear that. What we need is to make sure that older Australians feel confident about using the internet. And, the internet's too good to miss, so we don't want older people to miss out. And with a reliable broadband becoming accessible across Australia by the NBN network, there's going to be no excuse.
So why are more grandparents deciding to get on the World Wide Web?
We want to be in touch. We want to be in touch with our family and our friends, whether they're across the road or across the world. And we've discovered that emails and Skype and social media are wonderful ways to keep in touch. And there's so many things we can do. We can research family history. We can buy an airline ticket. We can go looking for gardening tips or a virtual blueprint for taking up a renovation.
Renovation,
project that they want to undertake.
No, I don't believe... Sorry, Nan, I don't believe you. I don't believe...
You?
No, I know why grandparents are doing it. They're doing it to stalk and spy on their grandkids. That's the only reason, isn't it?
No, we're not, really and truly, but it's wonderful to keep in touch with them. But, I mean, there are a few things we know as grandparents. We don't want to embarrass our grandchildren by making strange comments on their Facebook pages, but we love to be included.
And that's the point, isn't it? And I would say that being included doesn't necessarily have to mean being in contact, because if you're on your grandkids' Facebook page, you can very subtly, one step back, stay up to date with what they're doing, where they're going, if they're on holidays, how they're going at uni or school or whatever they're doing in their sporting pursuits, but you're really not kind of cramping their style.
No. It's an important lesson for us to learn. We need to know our place, but our place is right up there with the best of them.
Hey, how many grandparents are taking selfies these days and putting them on their Facebook page? Please tell me that's not going to start happening.
I don't know whether we're so mad on taking selfies. We worry about the double chin and all the rest of it. So.
Don't we all? Don't we all, Nan? But the interesting part about it is once you get over the fear of learning it, and there are so many great organisations around, including Seniors Computer Clubs Association, is that as older people potentially become less mobile, the ability to get the information they need from the comfort, and not only that, the safety and convenience of their own home is priceless, isn't it?
It's absolutely fantastic. And I was really pleased that NBN Grand Techies report showed that of the grandparents that are already online, some 93% of us are going online every day. And it's making such a difference to our lifestyle. It's important.
You can also purchase online as well, which can become a little bit dangerous later on down the line if you decide to do internet shopping. One of the other things also, we've heard the term grey nomads. The internet allows people who are travelling such an easy way to stay in touch as well throughout their travels, whether it be around Australia or around the world.
It is a wonderful opportunity. And so many of these nomads, grey nomads, are producing the most wonderful blogs, which they're sending on to their family and friends. So we can actually have a trip around Australia by just sitting at our computer and looking at their blog.
And not spending one red cent.
Oh, not at all.
Hey, before I let you go this morning, what would you say to anyone, maybe an older Australian who's listening thinking, oh, I'm still unsure, I'm still a little bit reticent. What's the first step to uncovering and unlocking the world of the internet?
Well, by saying that, they've taken the first step. But now they need to talk to their friends, talk to their peers, and just gain confidence and take it step by step, because if an older person does get that non-threatening, friendly environment, and their peers are going to help them, they'll discover a whole new world, and they can do so much online, and it's going to get even better and better as we have this more reliable broadband. Now, seniors do need to use the internet because it will give them so many benefits and advantages, and besides, it's fun to keep in touch with everybody. You don't feel you're isolated anymore.
And not only that, once you've done that, you can like me on Facebook and become my friend.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Thank you. I'll be watching out for you a little bit later, Nan. Thanks for your time this morning. And, seniors, get involved in the net. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Todd.
2NUR FM 103.7.